The news at noon is brought to you by Owensboro Health, Owensboro Health Regional Hospital. Your tri-state weather today, breezy, partly to mostly sunny during the morning hours, and then becoming cloudy with scattered rain late in the day and a high of 72. Showers and isolated thunderstorms tonight, low of 49, and on Wednesday, sunny to mostly sunny with a high of 70. Right now, 68 degrees at 104 FM WIKY. One person is dead after being hit by a vehicle Monday night. It happened just before 9:30 on Franklin Street in 4th Avenue. A deputy saw the car doing about 90 miles an hour on Franklin Street, passed the deputy, and hit the pedestrian, then crossed the street where it hit a parked car. The victim was dead when first responders arrived. The driver of the car was identified as 23-year-old Romance Williams, who faces reckless homicide, intoxication, and other charges. The name of the pedestrian has not been released. Two students who attended Boonville High School were involved in a crash while on the way to school Monday morning. It happened just after 7 o'clock at Folsomville and Barron Fork Roads. Allison Scales was killed, and her brother Dale, who was driving, was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. A mother and her children were in the other car. They all received minor injuries. The roadway was closed for several hours and reopened at about noon. It's now a police matter. Former interim fire chief Paul Anslinger, who replaced Mike Connolly when he stepped down, is now in hot water himself. Officials claim Anslinger retired after getting a notice of discipline. The Evansville Fire Department is now referring the matter to Evansville Police for investigation. EFD had no comment on the nature of that investigation. A Florida couple is facing serious criminal charges of trying to cheat the state lottery. ABC's Jim Ryan says it was an old-school cut-and-paste scheme.
Kira Enders confidently walked into a Florida lottery office in Pensacola with a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Kind of.
She had taken two tickets. You know, one side had one serial number. The other side had the other serial number on it.
And then taped them together, says Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Submitting a Frankenstein lotto ticket is one thing, but signing documents swearing that the ticket is real is serious.
You're not a lottery winner, you're a criminal.
Enders and her boyfriend are both looking at felony charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Madisonville Mayor Kevin Cotton pleaded guilty in court on Monday. He was charged with speeding and reckless driving. Last month, he was pulled over on the Pennyryle Parkway. Cotton was ticketed for doing 102 miles an hour in a 70 zone. Authorities say he was driving a city car at the time. Madisonville authorities confirmed that Mayor Cotton pleaded guilty, but had no further comment. Baltimore is blasting the owners of the Dally, the cargo ship that lost power and slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month, causing a collapse and the deaths of six construction workers. The Maryland City says the company knew there were problems, and they're trying to avoid paying up. ABC's Andrew Dimebert with details.
In a new court filing, lawyers for the city argue the Dolly's owner failed to repair known power problems before the collision, saying even before leaving port, alarms showing inconsistent power supply on the Dolly had sounded, but the Dolly left port anyway. The company has sought to cap its liability at $43 million, but Baltimore leaders argue the liability should not be capped, claiming the company's negligence caused them to destroy the Key Bridge and single-handedly shut down the Port of Baltimore, a source of jobs and revenue for the city.
An Evansville mother facing neglect charges after her baby's death has reached a plea deal. Lorena Nance's court date for next week has been canceled, and sentencing is now set up for May the 16th. 6-month-old Kason Hedrick was found dead at his home in January. His father, Shane Hedrick, is charged with murder after he admitted to hitting the baby. His trial is set for September 23rd. Gas prices are up again, but maybe some relief is coming, as we hear from ABC's Alex Stone.
For weeks, prices have been going up. The Energy Department saying the average price nationwide for regular unleaded is now at $3.67 a gallon, up 4 cents in the past week. But in places like California, the average price for regular unleaded is now $5.24 a gallon. Analysts say some relief should be coming nationwide. Prices typically dip a bit between summer break and summer demand periods. Plus, refineries are ending a bunch of maintenance, and oil prices are down since the fighting started between Israel and Iran. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Houston, Texas man is in the Vandenberg County Jail and is facing several charges, including criminal gang activity. The owner of Las Americas store and restaurant called 911 after four suspects tried to cash fraudulent checks. Officers identified one of the men as 27-year-old Christopher Flores Flores by his Honduran passport. The owner of the business handed over to police an Illinois ID that Flores allegedly used with the name of Victor Diaz. Flores was found with over $4,000 in cash in his possession. In Topeka, Kansas, mourning this week for the passing of a beloved ostrich at the city zoo. ABC's Sherry Preston has more on what happened.
Karen was just 5 years old, known for playing in water and dancing when prompted by employees at the Topeka, Kansas Zoo. She may have been playing when zookeepers say she reached outside her exhibit fence and grabbed an employee's keys, promptly swallowing them. They got stuck, and despite numerous attempts at getting them out, surgically and non-surgically, the zoo says it had no choice but to euthanize Karen the ostrich, who the zoo says died in staff's hands. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Warm weather is upon us. No matter your age, it feels good to get out in it and do some things. Newberg Fitness helps those 65 or older get rid of the winter blahs and get into shape with a free 3-month gym membership. It includes 24 access to the facility, classes, and access to world-class trainers. You're listening to the News at Noon on 104 FM WIKY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. General Motors has beaten the market's top and bottom line expectations for the first quarter, and it's raised its guidance to investors for the rest of 2024. Shares in the automaker jumped 5% on that news. Earnings reports like that one have boosted sentiment on Wall Street. The Dow Jones this morning was 200 points above its opening. The S&P had gained 1% on the day. The Nasdaq Composite was up nearly 1.5%. Plans for a deal between a couple of the biggest names in handbags are on hold. Citing concerns about competition, the Federal Trade Commission has sued to stop the company behind Coach from spending $8.5 billion to buy the parent of Michael Kors brand. Verizon says it lost about 68,000 wireless subscribers in the first quarter. That was well below estimates, and the company beat expectations for quarterly profit. Verizon says a majority of customers have opted for its customizable My Plan bundle. Jim Ryan, ABC News.